I am the angel of grace, and this day I bestow unto you a new sense of holiness, peace, and possibility that comes because God's grace is here, God's light is present, and an anointing of you occurs from within your heart and your soul through an angel's touch and through the simplicity of that which the Lord God bestows because you have called it forth through love. Precious ones, you are precisely that, precious in the sight and the heart and in the arms of God. You were created in the perfect image and likeness of the Divine One. And in this precious state of glory, grace has always been upon you, within you, around you. If you have not always felt graced with God's light, then through a slight shift in consciousness, a call to me and the angels of grace, you may receive what you require at any given moment to make that reconnection and feel the blessings of the Holy Spirit as yours, incarnate right where you are. Grace is a vehicle for many of the gifts of the Spirit. Often it may seem undifferentiated, uncolored, as a white ray quality divine. And yet other angel bands come to also infuse their essences, their bestowals of their particular representation of the God flame through their ray to augment the underlying undergarment of grace. For you see, grace is a vehicle through which so many of the heavenly virtues may be claimed, accepted, and utilized in your world. Every morning, you may pick up where you left off the day before. And what allows this miracle of a new life, who is you in that moment, to occur is the grace of God. Some say, there but for the grace of God go I. When they see traumas and circumstances and other lies that are testing and bring temptation or seeming darkness. Yes, you may avoid many pitfalls through the light of God that surrounds you within your crystal diamond tube and sphere of light, which itself houses the crystalline aspects of grace and its amazing architecture that can protect you in any and every situation. Yet, dearest ones, even in those dark times or difficulties where you feel rejected or in some way less than your truest self, it is often the grace of God that provides some manner of circumstance and initiation that will, in the end, also allow that higher grace to appear in your world and life, because you have been moved to move beyond certain limitations and blocks. And so you see, even here, I am often present, smiling behind a veil that is held up temporarily unto you, so that you may win and overcome what has been a difficult road to walk. How do you invoke grace? It is simple. Be loving, be kind, be compassionate, no matter what comes your way. Often we send messengers unto you, not just this one, to bring you some aspect of an unresolved issue into play that occurs within a certain drama that manifests in your world. Why? Because it requires an opening through this experience unto the heaven world, so that we may pour our grace unto you as you move through the testing and the overcoming to access God's grace. If you feel that you are the one who is always in control, the doer, and that no one else quite has the edge or the acceptable means of procuring the righteous way, then you beware, for the testing will arise, and then what remains to be seen, understood, intuited, and accepted is a new virtue, a new flower of your own divinity. This arising as if between the cracks in a sidewalk, where somehow that little powerful being ascended from the soil and found its way up to exert by divine pressure its energy field to access the sunlight. Yes, dearest ones, at times it is almost like this, that our grace has to get through to you, for in no other way are you allowing it to manifest. And so we must use any opportunity we can to provide our holy stimuli to you. Blessed are the peacemakers in your midst, for they shall find the kingdom within and access the light in. Amazing new realities, as all are drawn into the centrality of beingness by God's grace. O Holy Ones, I am that mystery master on your program. Come before the great and powerful Elohim, who will soon stir the ethers in your midst and cause cosmic changes to manifest in this world. I prepare a field of white flowers as a blanket of light beneath your feet, so that when that circle and sword appears in your midst, you will always remain tethered to the mother's heart, where at times the fierceness of the seeming wrath of the Divine One can shake you from the moorings of your old realities, and thus you require the serenity of grace to see you through to the ends of your victory in the light. With the flapping of the wings of many angel bands, we perfuse throughout this sanctuary, and from within the sanctuary of your hearts, new quintessences, subtle energy fields of grace that will be diffuse throughout your bloodstream and your spiritual energy body to provide you with a certain warmth, a certain sense of your own holiness, so that you may remain in that state of oneness and unity with the divine. Be at peace in grace and her eyes will always shine upon your world, dearest ones.